Good morning, everyone. This is Chamber Talk with Rick Stanley on AM 1220 The Legends. Glad you could join me this Saturday morning. My guest today is a longtime friend of mine and Chamber member, Christy Borst. Christy is the owner of a company called AdMark.com and other owners of other companies as well, which we're going to talk about this morning. But Christy has been a longtime Chamber member, longer than I've been here, 20 years. And it's good to have her here on Saturday morning to talk about her her growth and in business and some new things that she's doing. So good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Rick, and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us so early in the morning.
Well, for some people, it's not that early, Christy, but for you and I, this is going to be a very, for me at least, it's going to be a very interesting program because we've got a lot to cover in a half hour. Let's talk about your background, Christy. You've been part of the Chamber for well over 20 years, and you are the Chamber's webmaster. So let's talk about that first.
Okay. Well, I actually started my own company when I was quite young. I was in my mid-20s, and I started a graphic design and advertising agency, and I named it AdMark.com, which basically was short for Advertising and Marketing Communications, and it really fulfilled a passion for me for many years to do artwork and to get paid for it, and to write and get paid for it, both of which are things that I like to do. And then probably I would say 2 years ago, I started feeling like that passion was kind of dwindling a little bit.
We're going to get into all that.
Yes.
Because I don't want to jump the gun on this.
Okay.
I still think there's some, let's talk about some important things that happened in the marketing, in your marketing business over the years that you and I and the Chamber have collaborated on, because people will recognize some of the things you're talking about.
Okay, sure.
Specifically, well, the Chamber website, which you've done over the years, people see the Wave logo here and there.
Yes.
That's your project.
That's probably the most visible of my work in this area. As you recall, you had contacted me at the time that project was kind of conceptual, and said, you know, we have this project, we're calling it the Wave, and I said, well, you know, what is it? And you explained it, and I said, well, why the Wave? What does the Wave, what does that mean?
And we didn't have for those of you that might not know what the Wave is, program was, but it was a transportation program that was collaborated on between, back then it was, and this is many, many years ago, that was with the Old Orchard Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Wells Chamber and York County Community Action, Connie Garber, Transportation Director, myself, a few other people. We were trying to figure out how to transport people from Sanford to the coast so they could take advantage of job opportunities.
And classes,
because the York County, now Community College, but it was the York County Technical College back then, was also looking for ways to bring students back and forth to Wells. So that's where that group sat and talked about. And the Wave came up because it was to the coast.
Right.
We were trying to associate Sanford and the coast, and the word Wave came up. But tell us what you did, because we had no,
right,
other than the word Wave, we didn't know what it meant.
I also want to say that Rick said, we might not pay you for this.
That's the Chamber way, Christy.
If we like what you do, we'll pay you. If we don't, we won't. So anyway, I took that as a challenge, which I do like challenges. And to me, I thought about it, okay, so you can't just have a symbol for Wave. We need to have something that communicates exactly what this is. And so I actually coined the kind of tagline for Wave, which is Wheels to Access Vocation and Education.
Which was, in all reality, really, Christy, it was genius, because it made all sense.
It made sense, and the committee liked my design, so I was thrilled. My children were young at the time. They were thrilled to be able to tell their friends, my mom did that.
And, yeah.
You know, every time we'd see a wave van, yeah. So.
And we still see the wave vans.
So, yes, we do. Yes.
So that's, in my opinion, too, that's probably the most visible project that you've worked on. But you've got other projects, here and to the coast.
I've had many, many long-term clients. My largest client for probably 27 years now has been Stage Neck Inn, which is a resort hotel down in York Harbor. Because of working with them, I've had quite a few other hotels that I've done marketing for.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, individual businesses as well as large companies. So.
And that's what you've done for many, many years, as
yeah.
long as I can remember. And probably the main reason, Christy, that you were invited to be on Chamber Talk this morning was something very exciting that you discussed with me in the last couple months that has happened to you. And I thought it was so intriguing and interesting that that's the main reason I invited you here this morning. So let's talk about where you're going today.
Okay. Well, I have started a spiritual healing business, and I'm calling it Healing Resonance with Christy Borst.
Mm-hmm.
And the way that this came about is, as I mentioned kind of in the intro, a couple years ago I started having a little bit less job satisfaction with doing the marketing and graphic design.
Mm-hmm.
And I started on this, what I would call a metaphysical kind of journey, which had me reading all kinds of books, quantum physics, just kind of doing meditation, which I had never done. I started...
How did this come about, Christy? I mean, for those that might not understand how you feel, what you feel, which is an energy thing, we've talked about this, and how did you know that you might have had this ability?
What I was going to say is that I actually had a couple of readings with people, quote-unquote psychic people.
Oh, okay.
And the first thing out of everyone's mouth, I've had like probably four of them, was, you're a great healer. And I would just kind of like feel bewildered or, you know, like, what the heck is that about? And then I just kind of like leave it. And then in January, I had a reading with a Native American person. And instead of saying, oh, you're a great healer, he said, you know you're a great healer, right? And I said, okay. And he just kept saying it over and over again. And
how did you feel when they would say that to you? I mean, were you feeling that maybe they're right?
Well, I had been doing like healing on myself. If I burned myself on the oven, I would kind of minimize it, and I knew I could make like cuts on myself, heal faster.
Uh-huh.
But I just didn't really. I mean, I just didn't really. I don't know. Put it much. I guess
it was just for,
into it.
Just for yourself.
Yes.
and yeah.
And so anyway, he kept hammering me with this, and then finally I said, well, if I'm a great healer, I don't know how to get there. And he just kind of paused for a second, and he said, well, when you were between the ages of 3 and 5, you did a miracle and your parents told you to never do it again. And I just I practically fell off the chair. And I,
you knew at that point what he was talking about?
I had a vision in my head of an incident from my childhood. My mother did not confirm that, but at this point I kind of say it doesn't matter what it is, because I at that point said, well, why would they tell me to never do it again? And the channel person said, you know, well, your father was trying to protect you and trying to protect the family. And I said, well, I don't need protecting anymore. And I basically said to myself, you know, if this is there, let's, you know, let's go there.
Uh-huh.
And so how I really kind of found out that this was really something was I went in February to take some energy classes because I have been taking, I've taken Reiki and I've taken some other, a Oneness Blessing class through my spiritual community.
Do you have to travel far for those or are
no,
people in the area?
There's people in the area. And so I was going for this training. I was doing electromagnetic frequency balancing technique on one day and then sacred geometry on another day. And I also was going to do the Oneness Blessing while I was there. Each of the 3 days I had instances where people had, that I had kind of come into contact with, and I'll explain one of them, had healings. The one that kind of was like, okay, I get it. In the spiritual healing the sacred geometry class,
uh-huh.
There was a woman that was having intense lower back pain. And I was there, and I had, you know, introduced myself. Hi, I'm Christy Borst, and I do graphics and design, and I have my business, AdMark.com.
Mm-hmm.
And there were several other people in the room that introduced themselves as energy healers or energy workers, or, you know, they had all these long lists of credentials of what treatments they did.
Uh-huh.
And also my teacher is quite skilled. And so I was getting frustrated as the day went on because this woman was obviously in pain and nobody was doing anything to help her. So at a coffee break in the afternoon, I went up to her and I said, I'm not a healer, but something in me is telling me that I can help you and I'm very frustrated that nobody else is helping you. Would you mind if I put my hands on your back and see if it helps you at all? She says, no, please do. So I went behind her and I put my hands on her back and I said, where is your pain? And she said, well, it's right where you put your right hand. So I just moved my hands somehow intuitively. I knew how to do this. And I did it for, held my hands there for maybe 15 seconds at the most. And I got this message in my, like a knowing that that was all I could do.
Uh-huh.
So I looked at her or I kind of, you know, took my hands away, and I just said, well, I'm sorry, but that's all that I can do. And she turned around, and she said, my pain is totally gone.
Wow. Did you know you did something before she said that? Could you feel?
No,
is there a feeling that you get?
I just had that sense of, that's all you can do, you're done.
Uh-huh.
And so I just, you know, when she said that, she said, my pain is totally gone. She said, don't say you're not a healer. That was kind of like the turning point for me, and just things started happening after that.
Really? Yep. For those of you that have just tuned in, I'm your host of Chamber Talk, Rick Stanley, on AM 1220 The Legends, and my guest today is my longtime friend, Christy Borst. She's the owner of basically a marketing company, the way we would put it, AdMark.com, and she's also venturing out into a new area that she's found to be, I don't know what the word would be, just found in your life, I guess.
Yes. I guess I would say I've opened up myself to connect with this.
That's it, and it's an amazing story, Christy. I'm sure people listening this morning are going to want to know exactly, what. Because it's spiritual healing, and it's an energy
mm-hmm.
type thing. What is spiritual energy healing?
Okay, well, it's...
And how does it work?
It's difficult for me to explain it, and I don't totally know how it works, but I will do my best to explain my understanding of it. We as humans are more than what our physical body is. We have a spiritual body or what people call a subtle body or some people just call a soul. And that part of our bodies is energetic. It's not a physical It's not a physical presence. It's an energetic presence.
Everybody has this energy.
Everybody has this energy mm-hmm. in them. It's been known for many, many years. It has different names. depending on the country, such as prana, chi, mana, ki. Some people call it life force energy. Some people call it source energy. In my mind, I believe that I call it source energy because I believe that there is one central energy from which all of our souls have come, and that we are connected through that source.
I see.
So what I am able to do is I can go bring my awareness inside of my body and into my heart space, and I feel that love energy, that's what I kind of feel it as, is love, that connects us all, and I connect with that energy, and then I feel the energy in my hands, and I place that energy either on the person's physical body or in the space around their body, which is kind of like where the emotions and the thoughts even of that person are.
Christy, are you moving their energy to different locations in their body, or are you pulling bad? Is there bad energy, good energy?
I don't think there's bad energy and good energy. What happens is almost like if you picture your blood flowing through your body in veins, there's energy flowing through your body in different energy pathways, and those energy pathways can get blocked. They can be blocked by physical traumas, emotional traumas, negative thought programming. You know, if you consistently think, I'm going to have this illness, my mother had this illness, you can actually manifest that illness, but because you block your block the energy. So I'm not sure I'm answering your question, but so when I'm working on a person and I'm sensing, I can sense their energy, and I can actually physically feel when there's a block in their energy, and I can hold my balanced energy over that unbalanced energy, and it almost entrains their energy to come back into balance.
Now, is it a hovering? Do you hover your hands over the area? Do you touch people? A combination of both?
Combination,
or how does the session
work? The
person
is like fully clothed, and it's very light touch or no touch at all. I am able to do this work over the phone with people.
Really?
I actually have had sessions with people as far away from France, and that was kind of an interesting session. I have a friend in France, and it was one of the first times I knew that I could actually feel, like sometimes I feel what the other person is feeling.
Do you have to have a connection like over the phone or something, or can you can you feel that?
I don't.
If they're not even present?
I don't have to have that connection. I have found that it's easier if we're on the phone, because then sometimes if I'm placing energy on the person's throat, for example, they may feel a tingling in their left hand, and if they tell me that, then I can go to the left hand next.
Oh.
So there is a kind of feedback that's important. So the situation with this woman in France, she was having shoulder pain, and so I was working on her shoulders over the phone, and I felt my chest just felt like really, like, heavy. And so I just really relaxed myself and just took like a nice slow deep breath, and she says on the phone, oh my goodness, I didn't realize that my chest was so tight. I've just taken the deepest breath I've taken in a long time.
Really?
And so it just, you know, there's things that just, like, amaze me almost every time.
I can imagine. Especially when you've just, I mean, you've been doing this how long now, Christy? Well, you've actually starting to channel this?
Since February I've been doing it. And I've been offering in-person sessions since the beginning of March.
You have another story, Bud in Las Vegas.
Oh.
Are those something, or Joan with...
Yeah,
she had pneumonia.
Bud is the husband of a friend of mine, and he lives in Las Vegas, and he experienced a stroke back in September. And after, you know, I started doing this work, actually in the beginning I was doing a lot of work, just free work with people, just trying to see, you know, if I could help them and how I could help them. And Bud had paralysis in his right arm and severe pain in his right arm to the point that he couldn't lift his arm above his waist. So she mentioned him to me. I saw her on Easter, and she mentioned him to me, not really asking for any help, but I called him that night and talked to him, and he said, you know, I'm in constant pain. My shoulder hurts all the time, and I can't lift my arm. And so I worked on him on the, you know, phone as we were talking, and he said, oh, my gosh, my pain has gone away. And he says, I would love to have the night, to sleep through the night with no pain. And so I said, well, I'm going to be watching a movie with my husband, so I will work on you if, you know, I ask for people's permission. I need to have people's permission. I will work on you while I'm watching the movie, if that's okay with you. And he said, yes, please. So I worked on him through the movie. And what I do sometimes when I'm doing these remote sessions is I have stuffed animals that help me to visualize working on the person. So I have a jointed stuffed bear that's arms and legs moved. And I worked on that arm for the time and kept, you know, moving it, moved it over the head, worked on the energy. And I called him afterward, and he said that the pain was still gone.
Wow.
I checked in with him a couple days later, and he said later that night he woke up, and he just had a knowing that he could raise his arm.
Really?
And he kind of sat himself up in bed, and he lifted his arm over his head.
Wow. Christy, as far as what you do, does this type of energy work make either you tired, or what does it do physically to you doing this, and what is it, does it take a lot out of the your clients to do this?
Those are really good questions, Rick. Basically, this is not my energy, so I'm basically just, and it's love. I mean, it's basically love. It's, so it's not tiring for me to be sharing, going into my heart and sharing this love energy with other people. I'm basically almost acting like a conduit for it. So it doesn't tire me many times because of the positive results that people are having. It energizes me to see people have, you know, freedom from their pain and stuff. As far as what people feel, pretty much everyone that I've worked on, their first reaction is, oh, I feel so peaceful. Oh, this is so calm. And they may feel a tingling in their body. They may feel like a little bit of a vibration, or a heat or a cold. It kind of really varies by the person.
We've got a few minutes left, Christy, and I want to go basically where you want to go with this conversation. But I think is where you've when you've been doing this since February, and is there levels that you can get to? I'm thinking, you know, what you're doing now, healing people over the phone, in person, do you find your abilities to be getting stronger as you practice them? Is that a good question, or one you can answer or not?
I don't know. I don't really know. I guess it's probably The answer is probably sometimes. A lot of it, Rick, depends on the person. They have to be ready to let go of their pain or their emotional, you know, trauma or their, you know, whatever it is that they've come to me for a session for. I have to almost separate myself from the result, because I can just offer the energy, and it's...
it's not always a physical thing that you accomplish. People that are... If somebody's sad or tired or... Can you help them?
Mm-hmm. Yes. There are people that... Well, I had a fellow that was depressed, and some issues from his childhood came up, and he actually vocalized some things, you know, that he had never told me, mm-hmm. anybody before. And that was a huge release for him that allowed healing in his physical body to take place.
All these sessions are obviously confidential.
Definitely.
And that you are a professional healer. My guest is Christy Borst, who has a new business. It's called Healing, Resonance. Healing Resonance.
Yes.
Got that right?
The reason that I have called it that is because I feel like when I'm holding the energy, that I am resonating that energy. I'm kind of transferring that energy, and that resonance is what their body needs kind of as a jump start to healing.
Christy, we probably could talk for a long, long time, because it's an interesting profession you're in.
Well,
not that the marketing wasn't interesting as well, but this seems like it's such a new venture for you, and you seem so, for lack of a better word, energized about doing this, helping people, and I can see this going a long ways for you. But we want to get to some how people can find you now that we've talked
a little bit. Well, I do feel, Rick, that this was really my life path to get here, I'm happy that... it's come now.
So it wasn't a chamber that you were striving for, So I know where you are, because we've done work together for years. But you're in Wells, but not very far. You're just beyond the campground.